On Christmas Day, Army Sergeant Peter Neasley of Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan, died in his sleep in his army barracks in Baghdad. During his tour in Iraq, Neasley had started taking care of two dogs, a stray Labrador mix and her pup. He named them Mama and Boris, and even built them a doghouse just outside the military base. When Neasley died, his family decided to adopt the dogs themselves and bring them to the U.S. Carrie Neasley is the sergeant's sister. She joins us from her Michigan home. And Ms. Neasley, what made you decide you wanted to bring these dogs to the United States?
It was one of Peter's wishes. He had said to us in numerous phone calls and emails that his intentions when his tour was ended in July to find a way to bring them home, to have them here now and hold them there, giving us exactly what they gave to Peter.
It sounds like he talked about them a lot.
Yeah, he did. He did. He loved them very much.
I'm looking at a picture of him holding, I guess it's the pup, the little white and brown dog.
Yeah, Boris.
And there's also one of him. These pictures are also on our website, npr.org. There's a picture of Peter kneeling next to the doghouse. This is a fancy doghouse they put together.
It sure was.
Well, tell me, Carrie, how complicated was it to get the dogs from Baghdad to Michigan?
It was very complicated, and it was about a 2-month struggle. We started reaching out for help through our local media, and through that we got a phone call from Rich at the Best Friends Animal Society, and they're an animal rescue group in Utah. So they kind of spearheaded the whole thing for us. We also got a call from John Wagner, who is the vice president of Griffin Airlines. This is the only private airline that is allowed to fly in and out of Baghdad. And he called us and volunteered the services of his plane to transport them in and out of Baghdad. And certainly none of it would have been possible either without the help of our local government officials.
I think I just heard one of the dogs behind you there.
Yes, you did.
Which one was that?
That was Mama. Mama and Boris both are very sweet and very mild-mannered dogs, but she's used to having to protect her pup and protect her food and her territory, so we're just kind of trying to ease her into the fact that she's safe and sound here and nobody's going to hurt them. So,
how are Mama and Boris doing with the Michigan winter?
Oh, they certainly do not like the winter. They're not used to the cold, and especially not the snow. I have to carry the puppy out in the snow. He will not go. I think they'll adjust. You know, right now their coats are very thin because of the weather in Baghdad, and I think, you know, their coats get a little bit warmer and they get used to it. They'll be okay, but I think right now it's a shock.
Well, they've sure come a long way from Baghdad.
They sure have. They're tremendous dogs. We are so fortunate to have them and so grateful to everyone who played a part, down to the soldiers who were caring for them on the base, you know, making sure they were safe and fed until we could get them.
Do you hear from the other soldiers that your brother served with asking how the dogs are doing?
Yes, we do. There are two in particular, Mike and Dan, who were very concerned about the dog's welfare, and we're very close to Peter, and we exchange emails, and I think part of what we've learned from all of this is that there are so many good, kind people in this world. There really are.
Well, Carrie Neasley, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Oh, here they go.
Well, who's that?
It was both of them.
That's both of them chiming in. They just wanted to say goodbye.
Yeah, they sure did.
Tell them we say goodbye, too.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carrie Neasley is now caring for the two dogs that were befriended by her brother, Army Sergeant Peter Neasley, who died on Christmas Day in Baghdad.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.